Be back with you. Hope you had a fabulous holiday and you're ready to hit the ground running in this new year, the 5th of January, 2026. It is a pleasure always to welcome our Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor extraordinaire, Jeff Manasso, who is on the other end of our line right now. Jeff, hope you had a nice celebration, and I hope you had a little time off.
Yeah, I did, Paul. Happy New Year. Good to be with you, as always.
Always good to be with you. Lots to talk about regarding the massive fraud scandal in Minnesota centering around $9 billion in federal aid and daycares, basically stolen, but the latest shoe to drop, and there's probably a whole shoe store of shoes to drop here. But now the Democrat Governor Tim Walz has announced today he's dropping his bid for reelection in Minnesota, which is not a particularly good sign on what he thinks is going to be found out about this whole thing.
It is a political earthquake in the state of Minnesota. The governor, in his speech just a short time ago, he began his words by blaming Republicans, President Trump, and even so-called right-wing YouTubers. I think referencing the Nick Shirley video, the expose that really brought national attention to what's going on.
How dare this guy show the actual scenes of these empty daycare centers? How dare he do that?
Yeah, well, it could also be, YouTubers or so-called independent journalists that have been camping out outside the governor's mansion in St. Paul blasting music. and the overnight hours, forcing the cops to be called. Maybe his family's just getting tired of it. He did say over the holidays that his family, they discussed this, and that this is the best thing for him to do to not seek a third term. It would have been a record. Nobody's ever sought a third term in terms of governor for the state of Minnesota. But Governor Walz says the buck stops with me. My administration is taking fast, decisive action to solve this crisis, the fraud crisis, and that we will win in the fight against the fraudsters. But the political gamesmanship that we're seeing from Republicans is only making that fight harder to win. That is Governor Tim Walz, in his own words, dropping out of his reelection bid amid fraud in Minnesota that, as you mentioned, Paul, could top $9 billion, maybe more, where whistleblowers allege that they came forward years ago to warn about only for delays and inaction. Walz defended his handling of the wide fraud scandal in the state, citing systemic changes in the way that we do business. He says he's dropping out of the race after concluding that I can't give a political campaign my all. Every minute I have to spend defending my own political interests would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity. State Democrats call Governor Walz a great leader. State Republicans in Minnesota say the state deserves better. And Tom Emmer, the House Majority Whip, who's out of the 2nd District of Minnesota, in a statement says, good riddance.
Well, if people, of course they're not, but if liberals were true to any of the causes they claim to be true to, they would be infuriated by the fact that in recent months people have been charged with defrauding yet a third state program, one that provides services to children with autism. If that doesn't infuriate anybody, it shows you what their true colors are. Shame on them.
So this is a state where property taxes, Paul, are jumping 6.9%. Other taxes are going up. And with word that taxpayers may have been defrauded out of billions upon billions of dollars for autism programs, healthcare programs, education programs, daycare, adult care programs, and where the majority of the fraud seems to center on the Somali community that we now know is responsible for about half of the Somali community in and around Minneapolis. They're receiving government benefits. And so if you've got somebody who's working really hard, somebody who's played by the rules, and yet they're having troubles making ends meet, yet they're seeing many people in and around Minneapolis driving expensive sports cars and scooping up real estate that nobody else can afford and buying properties overseas and sending money to politicians and sending money to terror groups, as alleged by the U.S. Attorney's Office. That can be pretty frustrating, and maybe, you know, perhaps the, you know, perhaps I'm not going to speak for the governor, but perhaps he and his people were looking at this, maybe looking at support dwindling, and saying that, you know, there's a likelihood that we wouldn't be able to be reelected in 2026.
By the way, Jeff Manasseh with us, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. Word coming out that Maduro has said in court, "I am innocent. I am not guilty." That's a quote. And that he will be back in the courtroom, this coming from Manhattan Federal Court, New York City right now. He'll be back in the courtroom of all times on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. I guess the court doesn't celebrate St. Patrick's Day or doesn't take it into account, but be that as it may, that's the very latest on Maduro, except Maduro's wife, counsel, now saying that her ribs were bruised during capture. And they might want to talk to the people who were beaten, raped, and killed and ask if their ribs are okay. Because there's plenty of proof that Maduro has done all of that, including prostituting young women in prison in order for them to have food.
Yeah, it certainly is a wild story. I think we all woke up over the weekend to news that this had gone down. I'm not going to give you my opinion on it, but I'll just say, like I think most people, even Democrats, are saying how impressive are our military to be able to pull that off the way they did.
Oh, my gosh. Regardless of where you stand on whether you think they should or shouldn't have done it, you can't deny that the military pulled off what appears to be a flawless operation, which sends a message to the rest of the world. We've got a pretty damn good military.
That's what I was going to say. It sends a message. I mean, this fulfills the charges that were filed in 2020 against Maduro. He's, you know, for which the Biden administration put out a $25 million reward for his capture, his arrest. Trump administration upped that to 50, and they went in and got him. And let the legal people take care of the legal side as Venezuela. We kind of watch and we see videos of most people celebrating that they might have a chance for democracy in what was a communist socialist country that used to be rich and prosperous, much like Iran.
Which was kidnapped by Maduro, wouldn't leave office when he lost, and taken all the money for himself and jammed the people.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not guessing about this. This is a fact of what happened here.
Yeah.
You can argue about all the rest. And Jeff, you do such a great job. We appreciate it. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, my friend. You too.
All right. Jeff Manasseh, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. In Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.